choose that particular expenditure. Let's see. Those are the things I wanted to cover in the beginning. Thank you.
Okay. If there aren't any further questions, we'll move along to old business. And the first item, which I have asked to have as kind of a standard on the agenda, is the materials update. And I don't really have anything in particular to mention, although, except that we do continue to get the follow-up surveys from the Orientation Center, and I find that to be really helpful in knowing how people are feeling about the kind of service they're receiving. And we also, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, have been receiving copies of the, you know, when things change, or the updates that Pearl sends around, and that kind of thing. And there's also been some correspondence when the those comprehensive personnel questionnaires went in. We received the notification that the people who haven't gotten them in were hopefully going to get them in by sometime in April, and I'm wondering if that did in fact happen, or are we still waiting for anybody?
They are all now in, and I was working on some additional documents to go with that, which I just completed yesterday, so I'll be sending you all copies of. There's a letter, I wrote a letter to the head of personnel explaining the documents that I was putting in, and then a chart, which it's an Excel spreadsheet. I think some of you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, but it does, it gives the main positions that are within the commission, and then and the, you know, the position and the salary ranges and the pay grades, and then compares that with the voc rehab general agency in Nebraska, as well as about four other states. So it's really provides a lot of data to help them look at more than just what our people do, but a comparison. And then also another page which describes the challenges that we have faced in Omaha with not even hiring decent staff, but even getting decent applicants, and then making offers to people, and then they, by the time we make the offer, they've already taken a better job or a higher pay job. There's no better jobs, but higher pay job somewhere else. Or you know, the turnover and the difficulty, because we really had much more problems in Omaha than anywhere else. And so we wanted to document that hiring and retention of good staff issue. So that all did go over to personnel.
Okay, and yeah, it'll be good to get that information. Now, some of these Excel things you can fairly readily turn into text documents. I hope this isn't as one of them. I'm sure I'll let you know if it isn't.
Okay. And we can go ahead and send it and see if it works for you.
Sure.
Or we could wait a little bit and try to work on making it into text.
But well, I would suggest going ahead and trying it, and then
okay, and you'll let us know,
like, yeah,
if it's not working. Okay.
Does that sound reasonable to the rest of you?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we can do it, there's no sense in having somebody there spending the time doing
right.
it.
Thank you. Okay. We'll get that sent out Monday. Should be able to do that.
And we did receive the financial participation materials and, you know, those kinds of things also, and the incorporation documents and, you know, some of the kind of ongoing things that have happened with the digital news and with the Friends. And I really do appreciate the ongoingness of those kinds of things, rather than having a sudden barrage right before the meeting, when there isn't really an opportunity to digest it and deal with it. So I want to thank everybody who has been making that possible for us to get those things in a kind of an ongoing trickle rather than a big thing right at the end. And now we're ready to go on with the budget update.
Okay, and you want me to speak to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm prepared to do that. I just didn't want to jump in if you wanted to say something first. Okay, well, you got the message that I sent about the legislature and the governor
moving
our budget, and Barbara has already spoken to a part of that. And that we did get the amounts that we put in as a revised, our original biennium budget proposal was not approved when we were told the governor will not approve this, that is. And so we made some revisions, and the biggest part of that is that we documented the in-kind and the other grants and such that we've been able to build. And so the amount, quote unquote, extra, it really, it's too bad it's viewed in that way when you think of, you know, the transfer funds not being adequate and so on. But anyway, the what looked like extra requests was not as large as it had been before. And so it was approved, but we do need to remember that even with that revised budget, it included some of those in-kind matches that were tied to the older blind grant. They were one-time things, and so we really have to make sure that we build other match sources or make other changes to allocate things differently to, because we need to build the match. We definitely need to build additional funding so that we can get our full federal, and at the same time, with the existing budget that we have, we're very tight. The expenditures that we are putting forth for clients are increasing. The amount for technology is, of course, the demand and everything is increasing, and we're being very aggressive with working with employers, aggressive in a way of providing things to make those jobs happen. So things are extremely tight. Our staff are very frustrated with us nagging at them about this, but we're encouraging everybody to think of ways to make for better efficiencies of how we spend funds and still be able to provide this, you know, the high level of services that we're providing. Bill had provided a number of documents for us, but I think the most important thing maybe would be to go through the grant status report, and this is for the period ending April 30th. This is 58% of the year elapsed, and that is counting as the federal fiscal year. The basic support, of course, that's the Title I of the Voc Rehab Act. That's what we think of as our main services. We're 58% of the year elapsed. Operations is 51% expended. Case services is 80% expended.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's something we really have to pay attention to. The older individuals who are blind, maybe I'll just give you the total, 60% expended. Transition is 28% expended. Some of that is because of parts of it that just haven't occurred yet, like, you know, the expenditures for wages and the hiring and a lot of things that Karen spoke to.
Now, what was the first item that you mentioned?
Basic support.
Okay, all right, sorry.
And actually, the total for that one is 56 expended because operations 51 and case services 80, and so the total makes for 56%, which that doesn't look
quite
so bad, but it's still important to pay attention to that case service figure. Okay, so older blind 60%, transition 28%. Supported employment is only 7% expended. This is the amount in that fund is only $30,000, but that's a fully federal. There, it requires no match, and just briefly, that is a specific program that is for supported employment situations for people that are going to need ongoing supports, like a job coach, to be employed in a competitive situation. It's kind of a complicated, I mean, not terribly, but there's a lot more I could tell you about it, but there isn't enough time to really go into it. But what I want you to know is that we're really looking at who is eligible for that, and the recent Rehab Act actually expanded, not the recent Rehab Act, changes in Social Security, have expanded who we can serve under that program. And so we have already coded some services and equipment, mostly services, I guess, though, training kinds of things that we've coded to case services, which in fact, as we're looking at those individuals, can be paid for by supported employment. We've got two or three people in the training center right now that we could be paying for all of their costs related to training from supported employment. So we're going to be looking at that and shifting some of those funds.
Will that change the percentages any? Or
sure. Yes, it will. Again, remember that's only,
yes,
their total is 30, where the total of case services for basic support is $506,276. But still, it's every little bit helps. Independent living, it's about 27% expended, but some of that is done in chunks, a grant to support the statewide independent, not really a grant, but an agreement to fund the statewide independent living council, that and such like. So there, some of that will be, that will definitely use all of that Part B, the Part B funds. And then in-service training, we're 53% expended, but we've got that whole in-service training grant annualized out, and we know what we're planning on for the rest of the year, and we've definitely fully utilized all of that grant, or I mean, we'll have by the end of the year. We are looking at ways to be more efficient as well as to build other funds. Bob Deaton has done a fair amount of work at looking at corporations, and he got some really good leads, and we were excited about some possibilities for some grants. And as he investigated, pretty much found that most of them will not give funds to state agencies, but they will give funds to a 501c3. So certainly as the Friends of the Commission becomes operational, Bob's expertise in grant writing can really be, you know, we can provide you all with that that technical expertise, so we will be happy to do that.
Foundations that are fall into that category of only granting 501c3s are the Sowers Club, the Abbott Foundation. The Abbott Foundation provides a lot of money to, like the transportation, subsidized taxi programs in Omaha and Lincoln.
We're considering, we're actually in the process of putting together a proposal to the Omaha Association of the Blind to maybe fund a specific project. And the one that we're talking about is a PowerPoint projector and the computer you need to use to do that thing and the camera that you need to use to make pictures that does that. With the work we're doing with the transition grant and a lot of the, you know, when we're presenting to corporations and businesses to employ people, they want to look at the latest and the greatest. And if we can come in with really professional presentations and materials, that's going to make a big difference. We just recently took the great effort and expended something like $140 to get one of those, it's a mural. You can take it to to workshops and exhibits and put it on the table. I don't know the right term.
Display board.
Thank you. Display board, that's a good description. You know, we had never had anything like that even, and so we finally got one of those. But I do think, you know, in a way that...
How portable is that?
Really nice.
It folds.
It's very...
Oh, really?
It's really a nice one. It folds up and it's light and it's nifty. So, but we looked at all kinds of ways to fund this more high-tech presentation mechanism, and even with some of the flexibility in the transition grant, there just wasn't something there. And I was talking with Jim Urop about the Omaha Association, and you know, anyway, I think he suggested, but anyway, from our conversation, we decided to present to them a request for a specific project, such as this one. You know, it's a specific thing. We're put it together, Karen's working on getting the bids, and so we can provide specific information to them and see what they say. So I hope we can do that. We keep trying to think of other things, working on with Board of Education and the local boards, school boards, for the cooperative agreements that we talked about earlier. In the rehab council meeting today, a recommendation was made. Well, there was a discussion about the funding of Radio Talking Book, and the commission provides $50,000 per year for Radio Talking Book. 30,000 of that is from the basic support. Or is it the other way around?
Other way around.
Okay. 20,000 of that is from the basic support voc rehab funds, and then 30,000 is from the OIB, the older blind grant. And the recommendation was made by the council this morning and passed that we should cut that agreement, or cut the 20,000 out of what we provide to Radio Talking Book, effective the next time of the grant or the contract, and I'm pretty sure it's a federal fiscal year, but I'm going to be checking that, and then to survey usage and to you know, see it, you know, is it that the thought is that it's mainly older blind that are using that, and seeing whether or not we should reevaluate the older blind funds that we spend on Radio Talking Book.
And I would, from the commission standpoint, I would make a motion that, just the same as the council, that the general support, the 20,000 portion, be eliminated, and that the 30,000 be evaluated after a survey and Radio Talking Book input.
I'll second that.
Okay, is there a discussion of that?
Yeah, I'd like to discuss it a little bit. You know, we've got to look at everything we're doing, and I'm saying that every day to everybody, so people can say it to me too, I think it's really important for us to be looking at everything that we're doing. But I also, you know, I did tell the council, and I'll tell you, I'm on the Radio Talking Book board, but my main allegiance to it doesn't have anything to do with that. I worked for 22 years with this agency, and the bulk of that was with individual older people. Well, individual, mostly older, though. And I'm not sure I agree with the expression the sentiment that's been expressed today, that nobody really uses it, and if they do, it's just probably a few older people. I feel that we ought to survey it. We ought to see about what we're doing with those funds. And possibly it's one of those things that, well, sorry, it's good, but we have to cut it anyway. But I think to make that change without doing a survey first might be doing a disservice to people. I don't know.
That's why I would come at it, I mean, we're all consumers too, and we certainly, I mean, I've known a radio talking book for a long time and had many discussions. I mean, before I even brought it up today, I mean, I've been sounding people out for, you know, really since, you know, for about a year, I guess, when Newsline was. And I, to this day, have not heard one person, not one, that uses radio talking book or puts much value on it. And again, granted, I mean, there's, I'm sure there's people that do use it, but I mean, I don't make my judgment just based on my personal usefulness of radio talking book. I mean, I've tried to, you know, find people that would speak up for it, and, and just, because I personally don't think it's that useful a thing, but that's me, and that's why I've sought out other positions, and I have not heard anybody, I mean,
but
you know, not one.
There are definitely subscribers and users of the system, and, you know, so I know that for a fact. And there are people who are very loyal to the program, and I think would feel like they are would have lost something if the system were not there.
Yeah, and that's what we're not talking about. I mean, our action is not going to limit radio talking book. I think it's something that OAB, I mean, their clientele or their people, that's who I think probably to a large extent benefits or uses radio talking book, and that.
And they do support it. On an ongoing basis.
And that those are the kinds of, you know, the, because we're talking about the, you know, the vocational, you know, the people that that the commission for the, you know, large part, I mean, if I see $20,000 and I see case services at 80%, I mean, I think, you know, we're talking about what would be the better use of that $20,000 to, you know, help people get a job or put that $20,000 in radio talking book. I think when you make, when you stack it up against other uses, I just don't think it's even close as to what's the best use of that $20,000. And then 30, you know, we're talking about 60% comes from the older grant, and that would be something that I would be open to if the survey shows that there's. That it's a valuable service to a large number of older people or anybody in general, and if radio talking book can put it together a compelling case that it would be a service that could not be duplicated by any other way, and if it was lost, it would be a, you know, be a real loss. Then I'd be open to that discussion. But when the $20,000, I just think when I hear some of the other budgetary considerations, I just think that's one of the ones that I would choices I'd come down on.
And I have to say, as just a, you know, straight with the administrative hat, I agree with you completely, Bob. But I just, you know, wanted to say that other part. And maybe my perspective of the other is somewhat outdated, or so.
Well, I made the motion this morning, and the council voted to do away with it before it even got to that, and I would entertain that, since if this is tied to the fiscal, and I think if it is tied to the state, the July 1st, that that's not enough notice. I mean, they have to be given notice.
Right.
I think they should be given notice right now that that's our intention, unless they can change our mind at the August commission meeting.
Right. Well, there is a board, a radio talking book board meeting this Tuesday night. I wasn't going to go because the federal people are here, but you know, maybe I need to be there and present this information to them. So,
since really the, you know, nothing's really going to happen until the contract in October anyway, I don't think it hurts to, you know, have some more information by August.
Right.
And that way they can't accuse us of, you know, making arbitrary judgments. And I have my own thoughts about radio talking book, but I've tried to find another point of view, and I haven't found it, and maybe I'm not looking in the right places, but I've looked a lot of places, and I'd be welcome to hear radio talking book come and make their case.
Now, you've made the motion about the...
I would defer to Pearl's, I withdraw the first motion, and that the motion be that we're contemplating the dropping the 20,000 general support and doing it, but Radio Talking Book needs to come in and present their, you know, convince us that they're, you know, like anyone would, asking for support, and then I guess it would be tied to the 30,000 too, if we're going to have Radio Talking Book and the survey conducted, give us some information, more information on who's using it, and that's the other thing. I mean, it's, you know, Omaha is where it's centered, and Omaha, you know, we're talking about a statewide commission, and you know, how many people, you know, west of 72nd Street in Omaha are using using Radio Talking Book, let alone west of Lincoln.
Okay, I am currently confused about what
the motion is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sort of confusing.
Okay, the motion is to state our intent to Radio Talking Book that we are considering dropping the 20,000 general support for their service, and that we are asking them to come in and justify or convince us that the Radio Talking Book is a beneficial or is a better use of that money than other things, or is a good use of trying to draft on the fly is not very succinct, is it?
Well, I think better use is a good way to put it, because that's what it really comes down
well,
to.
Well, actually, what we're saying is we're anticipating the action of dropping the $20,000 unless
the burden of proof's on them.
Come in and justify to us that it's an illegitimate charge.
Convince us otherwise.
Right, that's all we have to say. If you want me to withdraw my second now from the previous one.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Okay. And I second this one. Okay.
Can we ask Jan to see what she got on that?
Yes.
It's not real good.
Let's try again. Well, I think Bill kind of was getting it closer to what I'm trying to say, that the intention is to drop the general funding for Radio Talking Book, and that Radio Talking Book has the burden of convincing us otherwise, and in addition, do a survey of existing client.
That stays in there then.
Then you bring in another element there.
Well, I think we want to. I'd want to have more information, because I'd be willing to bet a lot of money that Radio Talking Book's going to say that.
We are anticipating the withdrawal of the general funds unless the RTB can justify their expenditures, and it is our intent to conduct a survey to determine usage.
Additional facts, yeah. Yeah, good job, Bill. You should. I'll second that motion.
No. Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Now, do we have, I guess my initial response, and I'm not a very good on-the-fly person myself, but my initial response to that bent is, if I were in the position of responding to that, my response would be almost automatically defensive, not based on anything else except probably human nature to begin with. But I'm wondering if there's a way for us to state that in such a way that when they come to talk with us, that it won't be a matter of this is your last last straw.
Well, you could say it just...
We've already made up our minds, but, you know, just in case.
Well, I guess we could just, since it boils down to the same thing, that we are asking the Radio Talking Book to come before us at the August meeting to present information that would make us feel that...
Help us to make a decision about...
To continue to fund the Radio Talking Book at the current levels.
We kind of make it clearer than that, though. I think that would confuse them. I think that...
Well, I must say that I'll be telling them this at the meeting, so they won't be reading a motion. I mean, they won't be, you know, reading this clear. I suppose you could send them a official memo, but the meeting is coming up Tuesday night, and so I will be telling them. And I can express, you know, I think I can clearly state what it is that is being, was recommended in the morning and was discussed by the board and what the sentiment is, and, you know, that they need to come and provide information about the usage and to make it clear to them, we are in a situation of an exceedingly tight budget and increasing expectations from the feds and also from consumers and ourselves, that our main job is getting people into employment situations, and therefore we have to be looking at every penny that we're spending. And here's several pennies that we're spending, and we're looking at it.
Yes, and I think it's important in light of the history of everything,
yeah,
to point out that this particular situation is a part of the economic reality as a whole. It has nothing to do with the fact that we are now a commission rather than under HHSS. This kind of consideration would be needing to be happening regardless of all of that, because it's a funding issue and it is a matter of budgetary priorities. You know, that this discussion is really not a new one, and I think that those who have been a part of the system for very long know that it isn't. I guess I'm making those comments because of the fact that I think that there may be some who might want to suggest that this would be a function of that change.
Yes.
And that there might be a difference if we were not under the situation that we are now. And I don't think that that is really true, and I think it needs to be pointed out. You know, I think that we do need to make these kinds of considerations. It's exactly why we exist. I think, though, that the issue of the Radio Talking Book service and what it does and what it is has been kind of an ongoing thing for quite a while. I guess I'm...
The status quo is gone. I mean, we have to look at
everything.
Everything's got to justify itself.
Absolutely.
Anew.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
In your presentation, your procedure here, the advisory council makes a recommendation to the commission board. This recommendation is made at this time, at this meeting. However, the decision-making power is with the commission board. And so when you're talking to RTB, you have one person who is in on the discussion with and is a proponent of this motion, taking this recommendation. But there are four commissioners who haven't made the decision. And that's where their presentation would come in. Would that take the edge off of the defensiveness? Perhaps.
Well, the comments I made were pretty much, you know, how I would respond to the way the thing was written. And I would probably get over that in a hurry once I understood the issue. I was just pointing that out as a potential kind of a thing that could happen depending on how we state what we're doing.
Well, it could, I think just the way Della said, I mean, the council mm-hmm. voted to do this, made the recommendation to do this, mm-hmm. and the commission is accepted
following up on that.
Accepted the recommendation and wants to,
yes.
the August meeting is going to, you know, decide
we make
the issue.
We need to make a decision in August, yes. And I think that that is a sensible way to approach it, because that way the people there do have an opportunity to interact with us about the very thing that that we were talking about. The point I guess I'm most confused about is the survey.
Well, the survey is a way to gather information on who's using, because I, like I said, I'm sure Radio Talking Book is going to bring a lot of data but we talked about that this morning, that Pearl said it'd be a little bit difficult, but doable to survey the existing clientele, and I don't know to what extent the old clientele. Mm-hmm.
I believe that we could go some in, like, people closed within this past year. It might be something we could do.
And I suppose if Radio Talking Book were to decide to to do a survey of its own, and we had two to compare, there wouldn't be any problem with that either, I guess, if it came to that.
Well, they're going to survey I don't know how they conduct the survey, but I think maybe the survey should, you know, how often do you use Radio Talking Book? You know, one box never, one to less than 1 hour a week.
Once every 10 years.
to make it as simple and elicit as much, rather than give subjective questions, just, how often do you use it?
So at this point, the survey is not just attached to the $30,000? Or is
that
it?
That was the intent of the
Rehab Council. I'm still confused about that.
The intent was to just do away with the 20, and that the $30,000 should even be...
Justified.
Yeah, it should be justified.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I guess I just want to get this clarified for myself. The $20,000 we give to... Real Talking Book comes from the senior blind grant?
No,
that comes just out of the general budget.
$20,000 comes from the general, $30,000 comes from the older blind individuals funding.
Okay, good.
In effect, the Rehab Council said, if I may,
yes, fine.
In effect, the Rehab Council said that in light of the current budgetary situation and the need for case money, there's no justification for continuing to give them the $20,000. Mm-hmm. There may be justification for giving them the $30,000 that comes from older mm-hmm. life, mm-hmm. but we need to determine that by looking at a survey.
Okay.
It was also suggested this morning, too, that the survey, if it's sent to customers of Radio Talking Book, that it also be sent to customers that subscribe to Newsline.
It was suggested, but that wasn't part of the motion.
I'm suggesting that be done, if the survey be done at all. Because I think, you need to have comparative information, and I do think that what you might find is that there are some subscribers that are supposedly customers, but they're not using Radio Talking Book system. But I also know that you'll probably find the same thing for Newsline. So what does that mean?
This chairman's reaction or response to that is that it seems to me like there's enough tendency to want to compare in an either or way two things that I don't think we want to encourage to be compared in an either or way already, that doing something like that would probably enhance rather than do away with that kind of potential. I think if we're going to deal with the Radio Talking Book question, we need to deal with it as it presents itself to us and as it exists in and of itself. That's what my thought is.
Mine too, because Radio Talking Book and Newsline are not the same. They're
no.
They're completely.
Yeah, I'm just afraid that conclusions are going to be reached some information that I think might be wrong. I'm just concerned about that.
You mean they're trying to force them over on the news line? Or?
One thing I suspect is true, that you're going to find a lot of people that are signed up for radio talking book services that don't use the service. And if they're surveyed, you're probably going to get a significant negative response. To me, that doesn't mean a lot. Okay? Because, you know, there is a significant segment out there that does use the service, and the service is valuable to them. Which in my mind, is virtually the same thing you would find if you surveyed Newsline subscribers.
Well, if you have subscribers, but they're not using it, then it's no value to them. Why
can't
you provide it to them?
Mm-hmm.
And the trouble with these, both programs, and I don't think that they ought to be compared. I think there's real big differences. But in each case, the value, I think the amount of funds that we actually spend when you put it all together are about the same each year for both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to look at quantity and quality.
Well, and that also comes back to, excuse me, Pearl, but we're the commissioners, we're the consumers. We're the commissioners, we have to represent the consumers. And at some point, it becomes a value judgment. And, you know, we'll look at the facts, but, you know, we're not picked out of the phone book to be the commissioners. We come at it with some expert or some knowledge and background and blindness issues. And at some point, our judgment is what's going to, matter. And if someone wants to make the argument the Newsline should be dropped, certainly somebody could make that argument. And if they can convince a majority of the commissioners, then so be it. But our viewpoints. Because you could certainly, the people that listen to Radio Talking Book, it's like a TV show that you watch and gets canceled. People that watched it, if you just surveyed them, they would have said, well, gosh, you don't get rid of this show. This show's great. But at some point, there has to be enough people watching it or enough people getting enough out of it to justify it continuing on.
So what would be persuasive?
Hang on just a second, Bob. I really want to respond to one thing that you said, Bob, and because I think it's really important in our relationship and my working with the board. You know, I absolutely have, great respect for you as a consumer and in every way, you personally and everybody on the board. And when I do, discuss or challenge or differ in something that I'm saying, it doesn't, I in no way intend to say, you don't know anything. If I came across in that way, that's not what I meant.
It sounded like that's what you... At some point, there's a difference of opinion, and somebody's got to make a judgment and move on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's certainly, you could make persuasive arguments about lots of things,
but
at some point, somebody's got to make a decision.
That's right. But I hope that we will be able to disagree and not have that seem like I'm doubting your... Mm-hmm. experience and knowledge and all of that.
And I also understand that we live in a political world, and that's why I think there needs to be a hearing, because if we just if we just ourselves make the judgment, I think that opens us up to criticism.
Oh, big time, I guarantee.
And I think that certainly, and all of us have, we're not jurors picked from the, because we have no point of view on a certain matter. But certainly the burden of proof is on them, and if they can persuade us, then so be it.
Okay, so I'm back to Dorothy. Did you have?
Oh, I was just going to say I agree with that statement that Bob just gave. The burden of proof is on them, and
okay,
let them come forth.
Yes, I agree with that. So exactly what is it that we are doing?
I think something along the what Della said, that the the council recommended to the commission that the $20,000 be eliminated from the funding of Radio Talking Book, and that we're going to review that. We want the parties to present their case at the August meeting.
That sounds like a nice, concise motion.
They tend to get